broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is Liberty Roundtable Live for, wow, man, it's already May the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We are convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant and the solution to the problems we face. That's why we reject revolution but stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're doing absolutely phenomenal. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, Mr. David Zuniga. And he is founder and CEO of an organization called America Again. Man, I like that idea, huh? America Again. It's said a lot of ways by a lot of people. Restore the Republic. Take back our country. America Again. Make America Great Again. The slogans are everywhere. But many people don't have a lot of plans behind their slogans. Many people just talk, you know, say a couple of words and think that's going to fix America. It's not, folks. We have the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt, and we got the seeds for solutions for sure. But you got to take action in the proper way. First off, it needs to be peaceful. Secondly, you got to work within the system for solutions. Most folks don't get that. Third, you got to actually have a plan. Most folks don't get that either. But ladies and gentlemen, Mr. David Zuniga does. AmericaAgain.net is the website. He is the founder and CEO of America Again. America Again, regaining your constitutional power. America Again is a new way of life to stop Washington, D.C. from running our lives. Wow, how do you like that idea? We recruit, train, support, and organize you in your local communities. The goal, to work together to restore the republic, the constitutional republic of our founding fathers. Man, I dig that. They say they're moving into action now with a three-pronged plan. It's exactly what we're going to talk about. But before we do, David Zuniga was an architectural engineer designing commercial buildings for 28 years. Then he became an author. The guy's multi-talented, to say the least. Without further ado, David Zuniga, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me on. Thanks, Kurt. Before going into anything else, I'd like to bring up some really important facts. And if you take these facts together, they sort of shift your entire view of the problem. And so then you can more clearly see the solution. So can I do that first? Can I
please
get some factoids?
Sure.
Okay. Because this really shifts the way you look at the whole thing. Okay, so first fact, the fundamental war for America, it isn't left-right, it isn't black versus white, it isn't even atheist versus Christian, it isn't even sexual deviance versus normal people, okay? The real war for our country, it's been going on since Dishonest Abe took office. Our real war is Washington, D.C. versus America. That's fact number one. If left and right, and a lot of people on the left and right are getting this now. So if we get this, we now know who the enemy is. Okay. The second fact.
Before we go to the second fact, though, let's make this very clear so people understand. There is a legitimate proper role of government within constitutional boundaries that is acceptable even at the Washington, D.C. level. The problem is that government has left the defensive role, government has gone into an offensive role, and government is violating the law at virtually every turn. That's the problem, right?
Right. So it is not, Sam, okay, I'll nuance that with you. Government, in terms of our federal government, government is only what is stipulated in Article 1, Section 8, and some in Articles 2 and 3, but only what we the people stipulate in the Constitution is government.
In other words, by the consent of the governed do they derive delegated authority on loan, as long as they behave properly and as long as they follow the defined, limited, enumerated realities in the supreme law.
There you go. There you go. That's government. So when we use the term government, it isn't just, it can't just be a catch-all. Whatever they're doing, that's government. No, whatever they're doing is organized crime. Anyway, we'll get into that in a minute. But okay, so point number one, you get it. And Sam, I mean, everything. You and I think virtually identically. I've heard a lot of your stuff and I've read a lot of your stuff. I have absolutely no truck with you on anything. So this is going to be easy for me and for you. But the second fact, and this is the cool one, this is the one that comes really totally against the grain. This, folks, this is the best time to be alive in America ever. And I'll explain, and if you read my book, Fear the People, my new book, you'll see. I walk you through this, and I show you why this is the best time to be alive in America ever. And the third point is...
Before you go on to the third one, the emergence of technology, the unprecedented freedom that we have, even though I know people think we've lost a lot of freedom, and we have, but we've still got... I mean, the fact that we're having this conversation on nationally syndicated radio tells you plenty about that we have a lot of liberties. We also have more resources in the hands of the average American to turn things around than they've ever had before. You put all that together and you say, man, it is a great time to be alive. All kinds of prosperity, all kinds of technology, an opportunity for anybody to be educated and focus on the issues. People have time on their hands for solutions, and we have a couple of hundred years of experience with the great experiment, the grand old experiment the founders talked about. And then we have the, again, as I mentioned, we have the seeds for solutions. We can have a restoration, David. And that's our founding fathers didn't even have that option.
That's right. And that segues perfectly, Sam, into my third point, which is that restoration, restoring liberty for us, restoring limited government. It doesn't require even 1% of the population to take responsibility. And that is because of fact number four, which is the U.S. Constitution isn't a piece of parchment. It isn't a beloved tradition. It's the supreme, it's the highest law in America. It's more serious federal law than the tax code or than any other federal law that you can dig up. Law enforcement isn't like electoral politics, folks. It doesn't operate on majorities. You don't need anything like a majority for law enforcement. So now that leads to the fifth fact. When you talk about law enforcement, when you're talking about enforcing the Constitution, that kind of twists your brain a little bit. This is the vital fact that makes us unique on all the earth, that makes Americans unique on all the earth, not because of who we are as people, because of what our founding fathers did in that law, in that supreme law. We the people created that highest law, right? The first three words, we the people, and then we say do ordain, and then we ordain this government. We're the only human authority above that Constitution, not the Supreme Court. It was created by us in that Constitution, and not presidents. They're created by us in that Constitution. So we the people created those offices.
And gave them very limited scope based on our consent.
Very limited powers. And we've allowed them to keep slipping their leash again and again and again. That doesn't mean that they're doing, you know, they can do whatever they want, only as far as we allow them. So collectively, think about this, folks. Collectively, we're the creators, and the federal government is the creature that we gave birth to and that we define, like Sam said, and that we limit by that law. Okay, so we need to stop. One of the things, I think I heard you yesterday or the day before, Sam, all of us do it, you know, when we slip, but don't refer to our servants as leaders. When we say our leaders this, our leader, don't use that word leaders. In chapter one of my new book, Fear the People, I explain why we're programming ourselves in perverted civics whenever we use those words. Like, and I know you don't use this one, Sam, and I'm pretty sure Kurt doesn't either. He's even more quiet and careful. But words like democracy, But still, words like our leaders, grassroots, when we talk about revolution, and again, Kurt and Sam, I know you guys are totally, you know, opposed to the whole idea of revolution. But when we say I'm against the government, using the word government in that way, no, we're not. We're the top level of government in America.
You're right. I did a radio broadcast, David Zuniga, and we talked about terms. We talked about taking back the narrative. We talked about we cannot let them define words and terms and for us. You're right. Every one of us slips. Every one of us makes a mistake now and then. But your point is well taken. We completely concur. David Zuniga with us, ladies and gentlemen. AmericaAgain.net, the website.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This broadcast is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com, with incredible books and DVDs and videos and incredible health products and more, think thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys at 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. That's 877-817-9829. David Zuniga, our guest, AmericaAgain.net, the website. We're setting up some fundamentals for solutions. And there's a variety of facts that say that, you know what? This is one of the best times in the freest country in the world to be alive. Now, I know a lot of people will do all these studies and come back and say, Sam, we're not the freest country in the world. Look at this and look at that and look at that. Yeah, but one thing you're forgetting is that we the people are the highest authority on earth. The only thing above us, the founding fathers said, is the Almighty. They didn't get into the keys to theology, but they made a point. We don't look to government for solutions. And David Zuniga rightly corrects me and others when we make a mistake and say our leader's this, our leader's that. No, they're not our leaders. They are the servants, David.
Amen. Amen.
You're right.
I consider myself a missionary to the Americans, and my job every day is to teach those five facts to the just to the responsible remnant, not to everybody, because everybody in society never listens. It's never been that way in societies. But my team's job is to lead Americans to repent first, and then to get to work smarter than our enemies are working. So,
amen to that. And you don't want to cast your pearls before swine either, do you?
Yeah, well, it doesn't serve any purpose. You know, I wake up with a smile every day like you do in light of eternity because, you know, Christ saved me, but I'm not called to be an evangelist, Sam. I'm not pitching God to anybody. My calling is to teach basic civics and to lead my team to recruit and organize just the responsible remnant, those that want to end this hijacking and to do it before America's worthless pastors finish America's self-destruction. Because if Congress is corrupt, man, America's pastors are more corrupt. They're not helping things at all. But I do think that God's doing a glorious thing right now. Since I was a little kid, I've never heard Americans debating the U.S. Constitution and digging deep like they do today, even though, you know, our culture's worse than Sodom ever was. But we're digging deep. We're going past the fake media smoke. At least some of us are. A few million of us are. And I'm talking about liberals, conservatives, libertarians, even anarchists are digging for truth.
You're right about that. In fact, I've been in this movement for, I don't know, almost 25 years as a public figure. Before that, just kind of learning and studying, et cetera. And I'm telling you right now that I see more progress, more discussions, more solutions, more unifying in the last 5 years than I saw in the first 20, sir.
Amen. Yeah. And I realize, I don't know what you think, but, you know, Trump or Hillary is going to be a disaster as a president. But you know what?
Oh, no question.
Woodrow Wilson was too. FDR was too. LBJ, Carter, Clinton, Bush too, Obama. They've all been disasters. Look, we've had a lot of lousy president, even criminal president. But none of them could equal America's original hijacker, Abe Lincoln. And I tell people in chapter 4 of my book, Fear the People, which is available for free, by the way, on our website, americaagain.net. Just go to the bottom of the homepage. There's a blue button that says PDF book. Click on it. You get the book, and you can get the reader, the PDF reader in there so that you can, you know, for people that, like yourself, who are not sighted, or people who do a lot of, you know, driving back and forth and commuting and things and don't have time to read, you can get turn it into an ebook, audio book. So, in Fear the People, chapter 4, I describe, I show you 6 books and 1 website that will end the discussion for all time that Abe Lincoln was the original hijacker of our Constitution. He is absolutely the worst, most destructive president we've ever had, and why. Those 6 books will absolutely disabuse anybody who thinks Lincoln was a great president. But no matter what's going on in the White House, and despite everything that you hear and see, just like you've been saying, Sam, if we count our blessings and if we look at what we have right now on the table, I think God is offering the responsible remnant, not everybody, the opportunity to turn the culture war, to arrest D.C. organized crime, finally, to seat the first 21st century distributed legislature that's ever, you know, in history, and finally to show real popular sovereignty to the world, which is what we have in the Constitution, but we've never been able to fully live it out. And I think today's technology is a big, big part of that. So, see D.C. organized crimes, 130 years of military invasions and plunder. Ending that is something that I think liberals and conservatives right now will join together on.
The other issue is a pro-life issue, too. This pro-death policy with abortion and everything else is putting us under condemnation as well, and there's starting to be a lot more pro-life people. We're starting to look at reality as it is.
Well, after 58 million dead, we should. You have the Constitution's limits on Washington, D.C.'s power. People on the left and the right, Ron Paul, proved that. That people on the left and right will come together in that, ending 150 years of counterfeiting, of Congress counterfeiting our money, which they started in 1862, and enacting these banking regulations that let that evil industry just rape and pillage the rest of us. That's something liberals and conservatives can join together on. And, ending government snooping and the police state accretions, local, state, and federal, securing our border, ending electronic voting that's been leading to so much fraud on both sides, ending this popular felony that I don't know how they get away with it, insider trading by members of Congress. They can buy and sell stocks all they want when they know that they're writing a law that's gonna change the value of that stock, either to short it, either kill that industry or whatever. They do it all the time. They're the only ones in the country that can do it. This is a felony. They do it all the time. So all of these things, every honest American, left, right, center, can get behind these reform laws. But we need a way to force our servants to pass those reform laws. So that's what America Again is. It's a new way of life, like you said, for every American that wants to take responsibility.
Now, let's be clear about this word force, because a lot of patriots, whenever they hear the word force, they're like, man, I'm not for that. But let's be clear. When we talk about force, what we're talking about is we elected them. And if they want to remain our servants, they must be willing to carry out our will, or we'll find somebody else who will. It's that simple.
Oh, no, it's more than that. It's called the America Again Indictment Engine, and I cover it in Chapter 11 of the book, Fear the People. And this is probably the only truly new thing that we bring to the table with America Again. Everything else comes straight from the Founding Fathers, but the America Again Indictment Engine is a let me start kind of at the beginning, because I'm hopping around, I think, too much. But first, who am I? You told a little bit about it. I was born in Texas. I lived on a ranch outside Laredo, and that's down on the Mexico border. For 47 years, I lived on the Big O Ranch. I was a cattleman. I was a home builder, real estate developer, commercial contractor, and I was an architectural engineer for 28 years. So I designed buildings. I did structural design, mechanical, electrical.
Yeah, we ought to have you back on your views on 9/11, but that's a whole other topic.
Well, no, I need to cover that topic. That's where I was going to go next, but first, just tell you about my family and how I got kind of into
this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, David Zuniga with us, AmericaAgain.net. He's founder and CEO. The goal is to restore the republic and the traditions of our founding fathers. There's a three-pronged plan to get that done. We'll tell you all about it. But first, David Zuniga's family. Second, his breakdown of 9/11 as a engineer, ladies and gentlemen, on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Although we started out the Republican primary season as an enthusiast for Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Republican mega-donor Sheldon Adelson has announced his support for Donald Trump, who, like Adelson, was once a significant player in the casino industry. Adelson is an ardent defender of Israel and supporter of controversial Israeli settlements in the occupied territories, a policy that has long been officially condemned and quietly tolerated by Washington. Adelson's public support for Trump came after the presumptive nominee spoke in favor of Israeli settlement policy, telling the Daily Mail that construction of new Israeli homes and villages in the disputed territories must keep going and keep moving forward. While many GOP heavyweights have expressed their opposition to Donald Trump's candidacy, the apparent nominee has received the endorsement of a key architect of the Republican establishment's foreign policy, former Vice President Dick Cheney. In an interview with CNN, Cheney, who served as Secretary of Defense during the first Gulf War and has been president of the Ultra-Establishmentarian Council on Foreign Relations, said without hesitation that he would support Trump in the general election. This view is not shared by the two former presidents he served, George H.W. Bush and his son George W. Bush, and other Republican neoconservative hawks, including South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Reacting to Cheney's endorsement, Graham said, quote, "Dick Cheney is a great man. We see the world a lot alike when it comes to foreign policy. However," he continued, "I just can't support Trump as the Republican presidential nominee." Guillermo Espinosa was pulled over by Arkansas State Police while traveling to Texas 3 years ago. Although the police had no evidence of wrongdoing more serious than a traffic infraction, a drug sweep was carried out, and a computer bag holding nearly $20,000 in cash was confiscated. Hot Spring County prosecutors did not charge Espinosa with a crime, but they filed a complaint to forfeit his money. The victim was able to produce paychecks and tax documents proving that the money was his lawful earnings, rather than proceeds from narcotics offenses. The prosecutor filed a motion to dismiss the case, declaring that the state had decided not to pursue the forfeiture of the currency. But the trial court rejected the motion and ordered the victim, who had not been charged with an offense, to surrender the money. A motion to reconsider was batted away by Circuit Judge Chris Williams, who in a one-sentence ruling said the motion was without merit. Espinosa filed an appeal, and on May 4th, the Arkansas Court of Appeals unanimously ruled against him, claiming that he had missed a 10-day filing deadline in submitting his original appeal. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to David Zuniga, founder and CEO of AmericaAgain.net. We're taking America back, folks, with good, honest people. A remnant of Americans who understand the proper role of limited government and are going to do their very best to insist that becomes the future of America as we restore the republic in the traditions of our founding fathers. So, David, you were telling us you're a rancher, you've been a cattleman, you've been a home builder, you've been an engineer, building commercial buildings for a long time, a real estate developer. That's all I don't want to say a previous life, because I'm not a guy that believes in multiple lives or reincarnation or anything. But the point is, in a previous career, now you've kind of moved into the internet and taken America back and everything. But you've got a history there to tell, right?
Yeah. I've been a law-abiding non-taxpayer for 20 years. And that's something that people can't believe until they see what I've done and what I've studied. The tax code. Duh. Anyway, my family's in our second generation of homeschooling. That's another, new wave thing. And about 4 years ago, we gave up steeples and pulpits and church shopping and stuff and became part of a house church network. So I guess we're kind of the new wave in America, Sam. We didn't have to expatriate to find real liberty right here. And like you say, it's available. It's available here. It's a matter of taking responsibility. This is still the freest, most amazing place to live on the earth. You've got to take responsibility. But back to 9/11, this is what, by the way, got me into the, shook me out of my engineering practice, and I had to take some kind of action. 15 years ago, you remember that morning, and as I watched that free fall.
By the way, we were on the air live reporting as it all unfolded, sir.
Really? Okay. As an engineer, looking at it as a structural mechanics problem, as a, conservation of energy, laws of physics, material science, structural forensic, any way you want to look at those free fall velocity, axial implosions, they never occur that way in a steel high-rise build, in any building except by controlled demolition. Sorry. Those pyroclastic debris clouds, sorry, that doesn't happen except every time you see a controlled demolition. So three times in one day due to fire-induced collapse, I don't think so. And then when I saw George Bush and all of D.C. just playing stupid, and when I saw NORAD standing down, man, I was that got me. I mean, I was chilled to the bone. You know, when I was at UT, University of Texas, doing engineering study, I read about that there was a foggy morning. It was a Saturday morning back in 1945. A B-25 Mitchell, you know, a bomber, smashed into the, I think it was the 78th through the 80th floors of the Empire State Building, right? Smashed right in there. Ended up, you know, one of the engines went straight through. Anyway, that building, the Empire State Building, was open for business the next Monday morning. That was on a Saturday. It was open again on Monday. So, Washington, D.C.
Hey, you're not allowed to compare reality with previous buildings, sir.
Washington, D.C.'s story, when I saw it, defied the laws of physics and material science and structural forensics. So I said, okay, this is like the USS Maine, like the HMS Lusitania, like Pearl Harbor, like Tonkin Bay, all of this stuff.
All USS of this, Liberty.
It's Washington, D.C. versus America. They've got a purpose in it. It's us against the most powerful, ruthless, unaccountable city-state on earth. And Sam, that's why Donald Trump is winning.
But let's be clear, rogue city-state on earth, too, because they've gone rogue is the problem.
Well, I mean, the fact that it is an unaccountable city-state, period, breaks everything. So Trump isn't presidential material, as far as I'm concerned. But he's hit a populist nerve, and it's like desperation. You know, 15 years after 9/11, people look around and say, this is, on one level, this is an unrecognizable nightmare we're living. So, I mean, Trump could end up being a recipe for fascist disaster, or if America again takes off and goes to scale, the responsible remnant rises to do our part as the highest sovereign over government, it won't matter what Trump does. Or what Trump doesn't do, fails to do. This, to me, this is the American people's opportunity to finally arrest D.C. organized crime by taking Congress out of Washington, D.C. forever. And by the way, I know that sounds funny, taking Congress out of Washington, D.C. forever, but that's our proposed Bring Congress Home Act.
Well, and this is part of the why you say it's the best time in the world to live. We actually have the potential. Because of modern technology, et cetera, modern travel and modern communications, to literally bring our representatives who serve us back to where we are, to where we can literally meet with them, talk with them, spend time with them, demand their attention and focus. This couldn't have been done in yesteryear times.
That's right. That's right. We have that now. You know, right now in sub-Saharan Africa, 78% of the people living in sub-Saharan Africa have cell phone service. I know that sounds weird that many of them, these barefoot folks, would have cell. They do. And at the same time, here we are, all of our PhDs and you know, sharp entrepreneurs and stuff all over America, and we're allowing 19th century hidden, nefarious, process going on in Congress every day? Why? Why are we, you know, like you say, we've got the technology to do. In fact, in 2013, Eric Swalwell, Democrat of California, and Steve Pierce, a Republican of New Mexico, filed a resolution called the Mobile Act, and they wanted that. You know, these guys were from the West, and they said, this is crazy that we have to travel every week, and we want to work from our own home districts. And, of course, it didn't go anywhere.
Now, I'm an IT guy for a living, David Zuniga, and I'm just going to point out something. You can get an account with Zoom.com. They're a video conferencing service. And you can literally have a situation where you can have hundreds of people in a Zoom meeting, and they can literally raise their hand in that meeting. They can literally call on each other. They can transfer control back and forth to make someone the host or the presenter. Okay, and you can do this for like a couple of $100 a month for thousands of people. Okay, the idea that we can't get this done, now that's just something that Sam knows about in his spare time that's inexpensive. Just imagine if we really put a plan to this and really set it up, you could literally have these people brought right back to their home offices, right back where I can go knock on their door and say, son, I don't appreciate what you're doing here. Let's talk about this with the people. Let's do town hall meeting today. Let's meet up. Let's have you come to the meetup. Let's talk about it. Is that where we're going?
Yep. That's where we're going. You got it exactly, Sam. You're kind of the first guy, really, the first person to really just get it, grab it, run with it, see it all right away. I mean, you've got it because you're in that industry and you get it.
That's my brain IQ of 50 kicking in, sir.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I, when I saw what happened on 9/11, I said, all right, how, this is the way America again was developed. I mean, after years of freaking out about it, you know, that was, 2001. In late 2007, I shut down my engineering practice. I said, all right, there's got to be a way to actually take this country back, for the people to take this back. So I spent 14 months alone in a little travel trailer in the Texas Hills.
Now, let me stop you there for a second, because I want to make this parallel. You almost pulled a Thoreau, didn't you?
Well, something like that.
I'm just saying Thoreau took off, decided what was important in life, and you kind of did the same thing.
And for 14 months, I didn't do anything but read. I read 110 books, hundreds of historic documents, essays, websites. I studied who's really causing this collapse, okay? Who really is at the bottom? How does D.C. organized crime work? Read a lot of books on that. And then how we can arrest it. And just using kind of a forensic process. And then over 8 years with 23 other volunteers, together we've spent over 25,000 hours in R&D. We've thrown out way more than we've kept. We've reviewed and assessed every Save America plan that we can find. And we know what doesn't improve things. There's a lot of people and a lot of organizations that teach and that talk, but they don't pursue the enemy and they have no objective to pursue the enemy. And I'm talking about great efforts by dedicated people. The Ron Paul Revolution, the Tea Party, secessionists, all of the Second Amendment movement. Oh, man, I write about this on our blog. We're just going down the wrong path. The 10th Amendment nullification movement, constitutional convention proponents on both the left and the right, even the tax honesty movement that I've been a part of for 20 years.
But, David, they mean well.
They do mean well, and a lot of them are working at their very, you know, at the top of their game, and they really mean well. They're great people. I'm not saying they're not. I just, you know, okay, take the fear.
All right, details on the plan, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. David Zuniga, our guest, AmericaAgain.net. There's a 12-minute video that breaks down the plan you can watch. It's good. Watch it. But in the meantime, we'll come right back. David will break down the 3-pronged plan. We'll have to have him back, though. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998 and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Our guest, David Zuniga, founder and CEO of AmericaAgain.net. Just like it sounds, AmericaAgain.net. Now, David's an architectural engineer. He'd been designing for commercial buildings for 28 years. Saw 9/11, went, wait a minute, this is a sham. Spent 14 to 18 months alone reading and figuring out what he believes to be the solution to restore the republic. I've reviewed the plan. There's a 12-minute video that covers it in detail at AmericaAgain.net if you want to watch that video. It's very good. David's also author of a book called Fear the People. Hey, when the government's afraid of the people, we have liberty. When the people are afraid of the government, we have tyranny, right? Well, America Again, ladies and gentlemen, the goal is regaining our constitutional power. America Again is a new way of life to stop Washington, D.C. from running our lives. Okay, they recruit, they train, they support, and organize you in your community to restore the republic and the traditions of our founding fathers. They're moving into action with a three-part plan, a three-pronged plan. David, let's kind of cover the plan really quick. I know we don't have enough time. We're going to have you back. But in the meantime, you can kind of lay out a thumbnail for folks to get a handle on it.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah, I'd love to come back anytime you want me. Yeah, okay. So at the state level, we're in over 90 communities and growing fast, adding every day. We have three objectives at the state level. First, get 27 more state legislatures to ratify the original First Amendment. I'll explain that in a minute. Second, have the state legislatures restore the citizen militia that we demand in the Constitution. I should say the local militia. Don't really like to use the word citizen. That has implications. And then third, have the state legislatures reclaim all of our public lands from the illegally occupying D.C. organized crime. And that's a big deal in the western states. So that's the state level. At the federal level, we have four, and these are longer term, but number one, our first objective is to bring Congress home forever, like we've talked about, and that's our Bring Congress Home Act. Number two, take back everything that Washington, D.C. has stolen from us over the 150 years. That's chapter 12 of my book, Fear the People. You can read those 22 laws and see we're taking it all back. Number three, provide a mechanism then to enforce the Constitution. So that's chapter 11 of the book where I cover the America Again indictment engine. We also cover that on the website. If you go to the About page of the website and look for the indictment engine, you'll see how that works. So we'll be able to enforce the Constitution from now on. And then number four, working on the legislative aspects beside Oath Keepers, CPTs, because Oath Keepers already has this, I believe. They're the best organization in the country. They've already got years of work. Great people. They have a long way to go, but they've gone a long way. So,
and by the way, I know that's true. I've worked with Oath Keepers on a personal level at event after event after event with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I put the events together, and we've had Oath Keepers providing security and support group. Stuart Rhodes, one of the leaders of Oath Keepers, has been one of the speakers at our events. I know them, many of them personally around the country. Absolutely stellar people. Their hearts are in the right place, and they actually put their money and their time and their efforts and their lives where their mouths are. They really do a good job.
Amen. Yeah. So CSPOA and Oath Keepers are sort of the point organizations doing that, but we're working on the legislative aspects, the federal legislation, to restore the militia that's called for, that's stipulated in the law. So those are the four things. Bring Congress home, take back everything we've lost to Washington, D.C. organized crime, provide a mechanism to enforce the Constitution from now on, and then take back our, you know, restore our militia in every American city and town like it should be.
Now, we've got two topics I want to cover before the end of the hour that I want to make sure we get to so people understand when they go to AmericaAgain.net, they can understand. When we talk about the militia, these people running around, arming themselves to the teeth, getting in cars, crossing the country, taking over buildings, whatever they're doing, that's not the militia people. That's a bunch of rogue people. David?
Precisely. Very, very good point, Sam. And that is something, that is the very difficult middle ground that I think both CSPOA and especially Oath Keepers have been able to take on, because you've got a lot of people in law enforcement that are very insular and very, parochial, and they can be silly sometimes, and you have a lot of people calling themselves militia that are really silly and really ridiculous. And so those two groups have been at loggerheads, and finally, I believe, Oath Keepers is bringing that together and doing a great job at it. But let me get back to the first step that we're trying to take in the states, because it's the most critical, Sam. It's the one that, if we get this done, everything else will start following. The original First Amendment, okay, it's sitting there. It's been sitting there for 227 years, waiting for action by the states. It's open. It's an open item under Article 5 of the Constitution. You don't have to hold a con to go get the first right in our Bill of Rights. It would become the 28th Amendment. It says, we stipulate that no congressional district can have more than 50,000 people. Small, compact districts. The Founding Fathers wanted to avoid exactly what we have today, these huge multi-million dollar campaigns and Congress reigning over 750,000 citizens. You can't know that many people. You certainly can't represent them.
And you can't meet with them or even discuss things with them either.
You can't. You can't even know. Most of them you never will see. Huge districts, and the Founding Fathers knew this, huge districts invite corruption. And that's what Congress has become, from nose to tail, corruption. They're puppets. So with the Apportionment Act of 1929, Congress just kind of went in there and hijacked the Constitution. They set the House of Representatives on their own. They set the House at 435 members. Where'd they get that number? Where did they get that number, and who told them that they could set the size of the U.S. House forever?
Well, it was originally designed by the number of people that were in the 13 colonies at the time. The numbers made sense. Now, as we grow, the numbers need to grow proportionately, sir.
That's right. But the whole item is, if we get 27 more states to hold that vote and ratify our first right in the Bill of Rights. There's no time limit on this. This has been 227 years, but, you know, the original Second Amendment was the same way. It was the one that said they couldn't give themselves a raise until an election shall have intervened. That one sat unratified for 203 years. And in 1992, it was finally ratified. One guy, a student at the University of Texas, went and walked it through, you know, I don't know how many, it was 39 or whatever more legislatures to get it done, or 29. So there's no time limit. We can get this done now. And if we do that, if we get these 27 more states to hold their vote and get it done, it'll force Congress out of Washington, D.C., because when that amendment's ratified with districts of just 50,000 people, that means we'll have like 6,400 congressmen. They couldn't ever fit in the fancy, expensive, royal palace, gilded dining room, gold-plated China, Capitol Hill. They'll have to come home. They'll be forced to come home. So our bring Congress
right where they belong, ladies and gentlemen.
Right where they belong, where we can oversee our servants. Our Bring Congress Home Act is much tougher than what Swalwell and Pierce tried to pass. We're going to have each member work from a single modest office in their home district. Congressmen only get a staff of two. Half their present salary, since their districts will be a 15th of what they are today, they'll get no benefits, since both houses of Congress will be term limited. So if you're a citizen statesman serving just a few years, you don't need benefits. Congress was never designed to be a lifelong career. The Founding Fathers never expected, you know, people to be there serving themselves for a lifetime. So imagine, we the people can take all the game pieces out of Washington, D.C. and shut down D.C. organized crime within just a few years. That's what America Again is all about. The first step we can do this year, if not this year, certainly by next year we'll have enough to get those 27 states. So this is a huge thing. I'd love, and I'll have to come back when we talk about, I'd love to talk about the federal occupation of our western states. And I'm with Chris Ann Hall on that, Article 4, Section 3. I'd love to talk about the Territory Clause and how the taking was done, both onshore and offshore, all over the world, how Washington, D.C. does that. I there's so many things that we can fill out this discussion with, showing that we have, constitutionally, we the people right now have everything we need to take this creature that we give birth to in that law and bring it back and chain it up tight. That's what America Again is all about. That's what the America Again indictment engine is designed to do.
The Founding Fathers said, bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. That's what we're talking about, right?
Exactly, yeah.
If you could tell America, what would it be? I'm convinced that what we need is a good, honest media that could tell the tale of liberty and really bring this stuff forward. The problem is it's hard for people to discover it at this point, right?
Well, I mean, that's what you and many others are doing. I've been on Joyce's show, The Power Hour, Joyce Riley's show, many times and on many other shows, and you are doing that.
Yeah, hopefully Glenn Beck and some of those other guys will jump aboard one day, huh?
Never. Won't happen.
I know it. We can still wish, we can still hope, and if not, we can simply render them irrelevant, though.
Yes, sir.
All right, my friend, give out your website.
It's americaagain.net.
12-minute video to get your arms around the start of the plan. Learn about it. Get involved today. David Zuniga, our guest, and we'll have you back, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. David Zuniga on your radio. We got to have hope in the Republic, ladies and gentlemen. We got to have hope in her people. Are you going to take action? Are you going to get involved? Are you going to be part of the solution? That's the question of the day, to say the least. This nation shall endure.